Character is like glass. Even a little crack shows. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. Character is like glass. Even a little crack shows. You know, we talk about character, and we talk about it being who we are and what we are. And so many times we're of the opinion that we should have a better character, that we should have a nicer character, we should have a more comprehensive character, a character in which we're proud of ourselves or in which others are proud of us. But, you know, it's like the song about the prune. Nowadays we often gaze at women over 50 without the slightest trace of wrinkles on their face. Doctors go and take their dough to make them young and nifty, but doctors I defy to tell me just why. No matter how young a prune may be, he's always getting wrinkled. We may get them on our face, prunes get them every place. And the song goes on about the prunes and their wrinkles. Now, it's natural for a prune to have wrinkles. And if a prune doesn't have wrinkles, then it is a fat plum, you know?
Yeah.
And you want to be a fat plum or a wrinkled prune. So you got your choice. And what is our character? Our character is like a fat plum or a wrinkled prune. Sometimes a wrinkled gives us a feeling of age and wisdom. And sometimes the fat plum gives us a feeling of an opulent, well-lived life full of wonderful food and wonderful circumstances. But all kidding aside, our character is like glass. Even a little crack shows. You look at your window of your car, and a stone hits the window and puts a little tiny crack in there, and it's always right in the middle of your vision. I mean, it's never to one side or the other, or if it is, you never see it. But it's always in the middle of your vision, because this is how cracks are. This is how little imperfections in our character are. They're always right out where you see them. They're always right out where they can be very disastrous for you. So you have to be very careful of how you live your life. What might be a crack in our character? What is our character in the first place? Well, our character is that quality that makes us the person that we are. It's our integrity, our honesty. It's our forthrightness, it's our imagination, it's our creativity, it's our upbringing, the morals that we were grown up with. And it's not necessarily that they're right. Those morals could be right out of shape for present day life, or maybe it's time for them to be put back into present day life again. It's like the big problem in many nations of AIDS, especially in the African nations. And so the African people said, hey, that's not intelligent. Let's just encourage people to avoid that. And so they had a sign of this young boy and young girl sitting back to back, and they had this on buses and on taxi cabs and on cars, and it said, true love can wait. And, you know, there's a lot to that. There's a lot to that. Now, be careful, though. When you stand up for your character, you're liable to get killed. Killed for standing up for your character? That's right. Because everyone is not harmonious with you and your character experiences. Everyone didn't come up through the puritanical training of many of the young people that us young people from the traditions that we had. My mother would say to my sisters and brother, you cannot bring your lover in the house here. You know, this is not the place for that. I don't allow that here, you know. And she was not against relationships and friendships, but she felt that to have overt sex in the house, her house, was not acceptable to her from her tradition and from how she was brought up. So then they went out in the yard. But you see, Really, it's her principle. It's her principle. Now, whether they did it in the yard or not, I don't know. But the car or something like that. But the point is that this is the principle. This is living up to our character. And that was Mother's character. And my dad, I never knew what his character was in that regard. But I'm sure that it corresponded pretty much to Mother's. Although he had been in the army and he had been in Germany during the First World War. And he had been away from home with all of his buddies. And perhaps he was like I was. When I was away at 18 in the army, in the Navy, on foreign shores and so forth, we always looked for the ice cream parlor. We always looked for the hamburger place. We weren't interested in the geisha girls. We weren't interested in all the other things that the older boys were interested in. We were interested in what might be called good, clean-cut stuff because we didn't know any dirty-cut stuff. that wasn't part of our bringing up. That wasn't part of our parentage, part of our tradition. That wasn't part of our character, and it never did become part of our character. Because we were brought up with very strong and very responsible morals and some responsible character traits, and we were not allowed to go away from there. And Mother didn't say, you had to do this, you had to do that. She had a way of saying, if your father finds out that you bought a car, did you buy a car? Why do you ask him? If your father finds out that you bought a car, there's going to be hell to pay. But of course, if you get rid of it, that's fine. You know, I don't know anything about this. That's between you and your dad. You know, and so the car went. But she wasn't threatening. You know, she just said, that's the rules of the household here. If you want to live in this household, this is what you do. And you see, when you start having chinks in the character, when you start having little flaws and little cracks in the glass of the character, it stands out quite brilliantly. And I don't want to name these things, but I'm sure that every one of you can recognize wherever you had a little crack. Let's just use this now as an illustration, because I think it's timely and it must be done. What is he going to say next? Mm-hmm. When you are taught character by your parents and your house and your family and your church and your school, the things that you have grown up with, you don't necessarily believe it or not believe it. You understand? It is you. There's nothing you can do about it. It is in the background of your mind. If you were born and raised that you must be married if you're going to have sex together, then that's how it had to be. There's no way you could get around it. There's nothing you could do. Rape is the only thing that would allow for having it before, but that's hardly allowing. But the thing is, it's in your consciousness. And if you're raised with the attitude that you will have one boyfriend at a time, or one lover at a time, or one husband or wife at a time, you know, then this is in your background. This is like a big dynamite charge up here in your consciousness. And if you violate that, boom, you know, your whole character is asunder. You have destroyed yourself 100%. Now, people say, oh, it doesn't bother me, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yes, it does. You see, those are little cracks, pretty big cracks, in your character. And what starts to fill those cracks? Cancer, colds, irritations, confusion, unhappiness, accident-prone type of thing, you know what I mean? All of these things that do, and old age. If we were taught as youngsters that we shall be eternally young, we would be eternally young. And that was part of our character. We would be eternally young. But we are not taught that. We are taught that you're going to grow old. And when you get older, then you'll be feeble, like Grandma and Grandpa here, you know, and we take care of them and stuff. And when you get old, And when you're 40, your eyes are going to go. And when this happens, you see, these are all things that we've been taught. And we don't have to be taught those things. We can be taught character, which is our way of living and our mode of living and our values in life. We can be taught those things in a very fine manner. And when we are, then, it's not so good. Because if your character doesn't come along with a lot of strength of fortitude, a lot of strength to stand behind your character, you kill yourself. Why do people commit suicide? It's not because that there's some bad gene in their property, gene maybe of a type, but it's their character. They have been told, if you don't follow these rules and if you don't live according to these rules, you're going to hell. You're going to hell and you're going to be killed and you're going to live in purgatory and damnation, you know. And hey, you think that does not have an effect on people? Do you think that young people who are allowed to watch anything they wish on television and see some devilish show of a person who has not lived according to their character, and there are other movies like that, and how terrible they're smitten with illness and everything else, you know? And then the young person themselves violates the rules that were their family's rules for whatever reason, you know? And boom! The hammer is hit, and illnesses, unhappiness, tragedies, conditions turn up in their life. You see, that's the little crack. And in the little crack is where all this ugliness comes into play, where you have broken your pledge of who you really are to yourself, and you know it. And you feel terrible, you feel guilty, you feel you want to flagellate yourself, you want to destroy yourself because you're unworthy. And that's tough. That's real tough. So, character is like glass, even a little crack shows. Be careful. You have not had the choice now, but you do have the choice with your children and your grandchildren. But you have not had the choice of forming your character. Your character was formed out of the values of your family. If your mother and father were running around, irrespective of marital rights and habits, the children will. If your mother and father did not follow honesty, even though honesty was taught, you know, they didn't follow it, then the children will follow that way. Whatever values we have and whatever values we encourage in our children, we must live those values 100 times more. Because if we don't live those values, our children will not have a foundation upon which to live it themselves. They will not see how it can be lived under difficult circumstances. Like a father says, no, I will not take charity. We will take care of our own family. And so the family starves to death. And you say, what a pitiful thing. They could have taken from others and lived. But no, they couldn't, because it was contrary to their character. You say, what a terrible character. No, no. Wouldn't it be wonderful to die for principle, for something you believe in, than to die for nothing? Now, no one ever dies for nothing, so don't worry about that. But the thing is, most of the time, you don't know what you died for. You don't know that you put your guard down and that you stopped believing in what you were taught as a child, what you were taught as a young person, you know? And making a child have accessibility to condoms, for instance, so that he doesn't get his girlfriend pregnant or she doesn't get pregnant or whatever. And teaching a child true love can wait. And letting them wait until they get married before they have sex. Wow. What a character that would be. What a conditioning that would be in the being. And then what are they going to teach their children? The same thing. And their children the same thing. But you can see in the development of our world and our values that these things fell away for a while. They fell away for a while. Just at the time they were falling away was at the time that the values were being taught the most by Leave It to Beaver and a few of the other television shows which endorsed the family togetherness and Father Knows Best sort of thing, and where they're working with the mother and the father about their problems, and how the older brother sometimes in one man's family, how the older brother stood up and he was a virtuoso of the family values. And all the family looked to their older brother and said, if he can do it, we can too. If he can do it, we can do it. We can too. And you see, that was glorious. Characters like glass. Even a little crack shows. And if you have any diseases, if you have any unhappiness, if you have any problems in your life, look to your character and see if perhaps it's a reflection of a flaw where you didn't stand up for principle. Now, it doesn't mean things are not going to happen to you. It's just going to mean that you stand up for principle and you believe it. I cannot say I agree with the people in these churches who will not get medicine for their children when they need it, but I must say I agree with them that they're standing up for their principle very beautifully, and they'd have a little more strength in that area than I would, because I think if you need a doctor, go. You don't need him. You can speak your word. You can be a healing agent for yourself and your world and your family. But if you haven't done it and you're in terrible pain and you're in great need, do it so that you can hang around. But in principle, we would say, don't do it. You know? Now, what kind of principle are you standing up for in your life? What kind of principles are important to you? Where are you? Once you figure that out, you got everything going for yourself. Characters like glass, even a little crack shows. Well, I know I've given you something to think about today, something perhaps that you didn't want to think about, but think about it. Are you sincere enough to stand up for character, for what you have been taught, for what is in your background, for how you are? What kind of a Christian are you? What kind of a Hindu are you? What kind of a Buddhist are you? What kind of a Muslim are you? Are you standing up for the teachings of your philosophy? Or are you using just areas of it that are convenient to use? And then the other areas you don't use, because that takes too much character to do that. Oy, 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 oy. Think on these things. It works beautifully. I love you. I love you. I love you.